So what is it here? And the only way you can answer that question, I think, is to look at it from the standpoint of the problem, and let's examine. Mr. Graham had an old spring clamp, which is called 811, working on these plows for these shanks. And he had some problems with it. He had some wire problems with it. He had a rather unusual arrangement in that the shank pivoted about a point on the heel of the clamp rather than around its pivot pin. And also, he didn't have a true fastening means to fasten his shank to his hinge member so that there was a sliding movement as the thing worked. Well, he had two problems of wear, one at the rear where the shank scrubbed on the butt of his clamp and one at the front where it pulled on his spring rod. So what did he do? He set out to solve that problem, those problems. He turned his hinge member upside down and fastened it together with a bolt at the front and a loop underneath to hold it up at the rear. Now, that's what he did. Nothing else. You can study this record, and you can phrase it any way you want to, and that's all you can make of it. He took these old elements, which were ready available right there in the art, and rearranged them slightly. And that's all. Now, then, what did that